Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy, Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
This sucker.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, it really is. We're fired up, baby. June 24th, 6:05 a.m. It's a Tuesday. We don't have a game to react to for the first time in a long time. But you know what? That's okay, because we got a lot on our plate today. I say good morning to you, Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, doing what you got to do this summer. If you're on vacation, you're driving around, you got up early with the kids, you're taking a walk, you know where you can find us, that free Odyssey app, or on YouTube, where we are streaming all day long, all week long, courtesy of First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. There's a lot to get into today, Joe. Where would you like to start as I say good morning?
Good morning, and there's nothing like a little misty morning.
Love it.
When you wake up. My allergies were on point yesterday, and they were attacking me so hard that I ended up sleeping pretty well yesterday. Did a little bit of that, it's like a NyQuil Sudafedi thing, like where you put it into tea and I mean, you want to talk about a concoction that knocks you out. Whew. Anyway, that being said,
shout out to Stephon Diggs.
I woke up this morning and I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. You said, hey, there's no games today. And there's certain things that I see that I can't click out of quick enough. And one of them is Brandon Ayuk right now. And look, I like Brandon Ayuk, the player, a lot. I don't know what he'll end up becoming after this knee injury.
I'm with Brandon. What's going on?
Well, apparently, Brandon Ayuk is very, very, very active on social media. Of course, always. And anything this guy does right now, it's just, it's met with me, to me. It lands in my lap where it's like, oh my God, I just don't want to hear from you. And this isn't like a shut up and dribble rant. That's not where I'm going with this. It's just, dude, stop trying to alienate the fans. What did we do to you? We were rooting for you. Most of us wanted you to get paid. Now, we could argue about how much and the way it went down and maybe some of the stuff that you put on social media and how cryptic it was. But I click open a link and it says that he put a YouTube message out, which you can post a message on your YouTube channel. And it said, quote unquote, they was talking about trading me while I was off Percocets / muscle relaxers and peeing in a cup by my bed. And then he went on to finish it with, couldn't walk for 10 weeks, ain't nobody trading for me.
Mm. And this was on YouTube. And apparently you could just post on YouTube like you can like on Twitter.
I just, Joe, this is where like I've been very lucky and blessed to have a lot of, you know, just different people that really care about me in my life. And they don't have to necessarily be family. You know, I used to lean on my dad for a long time. Now I've got a couple of uncles and I've got a couple of mentors. And look, I understand not everyone has people in their life that they look up to. You know, it might be a grandmother or an aunt or even your wife or whatever, a brother, a sister. It could be anyone.
Best friend.
You have to have people in your circle to, like, sit you down and be like, hey, dude, like, dude, less is more right now. Mm. Just stop posting things. Like, you're alienating the fan base for no reason. No one needs to hear any negative stuff about Brandon Ayuk right now. You got paid. What are you angry about? What are you angry about? And it's like, you know what the common man is thinking right now, Joe? The common man is thinking like I'm thinking. Damn, we might have World War III going on across the country, across the world. Excuse me. Damn, you know, cost of living is through the roof. What am I going to do with my kids during the summer when school's out? Like, there are so many expensive camps that I can put them in. I can barely afford it. Damn, gas is through the roof. Dang, like, all of these real life things, and you're out here complaining about what God knows what about this trade. It falls on deaf ears when the consumer can barely afford tickets to support the team and has bought a jersey to try to support you. And at every single turn, it just feels like you're angry for no reason.
Well, he's angry because he's hurt right now. That's a great reason to be upset. I would be upset. I wouldn't be happy about it. Like, I understand where you're coming from here and where fans are coming from. Like, especially if you're a player that's hurt or recovering, less is more when it comes to talking about it, right? Just be about it. That's what they say. Less talking, more doing. But in this case, the guy can't do a whole hell of a lot. So this is his outlet. This is what he's talking about. And if I was in his position in like the radio version, like let's say I got my tonsils removed or something, or I lost my voice and I had surgery on my vocal cords and I was MIA for six or seven plus months, right?
Yeah.
And then there was reports like, oh, again, this is hypotheticals. Oh, they're looking to, you know, move me off a certain show or my time when I come back, right? And I'm going to be going back to part-time. Yeah, I'd be feeling some type of way about it. Or they're trying to shop me elsewhere. Yeah, I'd probably be upset. It's like, man, I just got hurt. I'm coming off a second-team All-Pro season. I barely played in a couple games. And then I got hurt. And then all of a sudden, it went from, man, he got hurt after making all that money. He's hurting the team. That's dead weight. Let's move off of him as fast as possible. I'd feel some type of way if I'm Brandon Ayuk, though. Like, I don't fault the guy for being upset about that. Isn't that normal?
No, I'm not saying that you can't feel upset, but it's like, okay, in this scenario that you painted, hypothetical, and we know it's totally different, but like, you still need your money for your family. And so you have to do certain things outwardly that maybe compromise how you feel inwardly. And you know that you need to, like, obviously keep the peace.
Right.
Because you can't alienate your employer. You can't alienate your coworkers.
Do you think he's doing that with that comment? I don't think he's doing that with it.
Joe, there are certain topics in sports, and this is one of them, Brandon Ayuk, I'm exhausted by. And I know that this is the quote-unquote job that I'm in and the field that I'm in. I love talking about Brandon Ayuk, the player. I honestly don't like talking about Brandon Ayuk, the social media account, or whatever the things that he puts out there. I'm exhausted by it. It is the middle of June. Mm-hmm. The middle of June. The guy hasn't caught a pass. I feel awful that his leg got shredded. It's terrible. Like, that is, like, oh, I'm being dead serious. That's terrible, okay? Whether he got paid or not, it was terrible, all right? And money doesn't necessarily make you happy if you're obviously professionally furious regarding your health status and what's going on with your employer. But there's a way of going about it with a little bit of tact. And I'm exhausted by Brandon Ayuk. I'm not throwing my arms up saying trade the guy, get rid of him. Just Brandon, just stop. Like, what are you doing?
And that's been going on since what? After the Super Bowl last year, it started, the chirping,
it's
the trade talks.
It's been a year and a half.
It's been a lot. Again, I understand what he's doing and is voicing his frustrations in an outlet where he feels comfortable to do so. But you touched on something I thought was very interesting right there. Topics that just exhaust you talking about. And we are in a medium, we talk through a medium that presents basically the same topics every single day if we want to talk about it. In a different way.
We try to,
and we try to repackage it, repurpose it. How can we talk about something, but from a different angle? That's literally our jobs every single day when we come in here, is to try to, hey, NBA Finals, how do we talk about that through a Warriors lens? Hey, the Super Bowl just happened. Chiefs, Eagles, wow. The Niners fans hate both of those teams, right? How do we talk about it through a Niners fans perspective? World Series just happened. All right, Giants fans, like, all of that.
Halliburton injury. Yesterday, I was explaining that I've been covering this Warrior team for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I've been on air, lucky enough to be on air. And part of my Halliburton you know, and you're the prisoner of the moment. No, no, no. I have held these opinions because I've watched the grind that the Warriors have gone through. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, do people realize how ridiculously crazy the NBA schedule is?
Right.
And the mileage, and this is also part of youth coaching, the mileage I see children putting on their bodies before they even become, you know, real women and men, you know, adults, if you will, excuse me. So yeah, to your point, there are certain topics that we try to put ourselves in a pretzel to come with a unique and fascinating angle.
And that's where you're coming from. Some Warriors fans saw that Haliburton injury and was like, wow, maybe it's a good thing we kept Steph out and we protected him from himself. We talked about that yesterday.
My boy Rocco texted me something similar to that right away. Like, thank God Steph didn't come back. That could have been him.
Right, because if he tore his, you know, hamstring fully, then it's, what are we talking about here? A 37 going to 38-year-old? He's going to be not ready for training camp?
Yeah. But the other part was it made me sad because I was fired up for a game 7, and it felt like the entire second half, there was nothing to break down.
Exactly.
And I love the games.
Exactly. And it gets right back into what you were just talking about with Brandon Ayuk when you talked about topic fatigue. And I am curious at 888-957-9570, when we ask the listeners about topic fatigue. And again, this is kind of a nuanced question, but we have so many diehards here that the moment we say a couple different names, right? If I say Jonathan Kuminga, phone lines, I could just say Jonathan Kuminga, go. What are you going to say about him? And then people will have differing opinions from the left, from the right, from upside down, inside out. It doesn't matter. Draymond Green, another guy like that.
Oh my God.
In the past, hell, Jimmy Garoppolo was one of those guys. Trey Lance, I can say Brock Purdy right now. Some people will tell me he's the next coming of Joe Montana. The other people will say, without Kyle Shanahan, he'd stink. Like, there's differing opinions on all of that. And it's great. But sometimes, it can be a little exhausting. And especially right now, June 24th, by the way, happy birthday to my sister, my baby sister Hannah, the youngest of the Spadoni clan. She is 26 today, so happy birthday, Hannah. She's not listening right now, but I'm just waiting. I got to text her, though, for sure. I don't call. I'm that brother. I was like, I'll send you a text message. I got two.
I'm out.
I'm 9 brothers and sisters, bro. I'm not calling all of them. Sorry. Bad brother alert. But like, today would be a perfect example. We don't have a game to react to. We could definitely lean into, all right, well, Jonathan Kuminga, do you keep him or do you trade him? Like, exactly. You just covered your face. Like, that's a topic, Joe, for a lot of people. It's fatiguing.
Joe, I you bring up the whole point about Kuminga, and just my personal opinion, it's similar to Brock in the sense that people's opinions are entrenched in carbonite as I go Star Wars on you.
Thank you, Han.
They're frozen in carbonite. He's either the greatest thing since sliced bread or so trash he barely belongs in the league. I feel like both players. And I'm like, no, the reality is somewhere in the middle.
And then we got to blame other people if he isn't doing well. So it's Steve Kerr's fault for not putting him in a position to seed. It's Draymond Green's fault for not moving positions. Oh, well, the lack of leadership. I don't know, Steph, Jimmy, is this like the right place for JK to really thrive? Oh, Mike Dunleavy, I don't know. Does he understand his trade value? Oh, but Joe Lacob seems to like, see, I just had 6 or 7 different threads off the one guy alone. So I understand why it can be exciting to talk about for fans, but it's just the player itself who really didn't do a whole hell of a lot once he acquired Jimmy Butler. Like, the juice isn't worth the squeeze to talk about someone that's not contributing the way we need him to contribute to win a title, right?
Yeah.
So there's this, all of that. So as you said, topic fatigue, I want to ask the people, 888-957-9570, what are some of those topics that are fatiguing them?
Well, no, I would ask straight up, because like, I think you prefer...
Oh,
okay, so like you prefer the drama and I call the transaction.
God, I love the drama. TNT, we know drama, Joe.
Okay, yes.
The NBA knows now, drama. It's starting right now.
So you that like if we're presented with one or the other, meaning the game action or the transaction slash drama, you're taking the...
I'm taking the drama. I'm taking the transactions. I don't know if I've told you, one of my favorite sporting events is the NFL draft, which is all projections and all just players...
I love the draft, too.
No, I love the draft because it signals hope to me as a fan. Like the booing, you know, the Jamarcus Russells of the world, the Jets booing, all that sort of stuff, the quarterbacks, the running backs, where do you draft these people, the trades that happen, the Trey Lance, right? Like, all of that is so damn, the spectacle of it. I'm a sucker for the spectacle of it, Joe.
No, I
hear
you.
And even yesterday, like, we got that notification, at 8:30 at night? We were all probably going to bed. We're all laying in bed, and we all got it. Carter sent it. The Boston Celtics have traded guard Drew Holiday to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for Anthony Simons and two future second-round picks, sources told ESPN's Shams Charania. That was the latest big deal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That happened so far. So just staying with us. The NBA offseason is here.
It's the most exciting thing that Portland's done all year.
I didn't even know what they're doing. Like, Drew Holiday.
Fighting for Chauncey Billups' life.
He just got re-signed to a contract extension. What do you mean fighting for his life?
Of course he did.
He's fine. By the way, Washington Wizards, your team, your other team in the East, they picked up Chris Middleton's player option for $33.3 million. So that's good.
Well, like, okay.
So, yes, to answer your question, Joe, I love this time of the year. I love the transactions sometimes more than the games themselves. Well, and does that say something about me as a fan?
No.
I'm just a casual?
No. We're all guilty of loving the transaction. Like, I love the day after Jimmy Butler gets traded. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, that's fun.
Dude, our first ever show was reacting to Luka Doncic's trade. Like, that was incredible.
My first ever show on radio. Real radio with Kolsky was right before Richard Sherman signed. Literally, I came on air, Richard Sherman signed with the Niners.
Here.
Right? So, just to give you an example. Yeah. But, Joe, I love breaking down the action of the games.
I know.
I love coming in the next day and discussing what actually happened in the games and the strategy involved and maybe the personnel decisions and things like that. And so, like, I get back to Ayuk, right? Yeah. And I say to myself, like, I really like breaking down when he plays. What I really don't like breaking down is his social media account. I'm in my 40s. I've got a very busy life. I see what he's doing online, and it makes me want to throw up. Mm. And I wonder who in his life is willing to, you know, sacrifice to get down, sit this man down and just say, dude, what are you doing?
Well,
what are you doing?
We have a great, like, example of this. Like, this past week, we watched, in last Father's Day, last Sunday, I should say, we saw Rafi Devers get traded from the Boston Red Sox to the San Francisco Giants. we reacted the day after that, and it was all Giants, all Rafi Devers. Wow, what a shift in the organizational tone.
Yeah.
Buster Posey making his mark on that organization. Massive, massive. That whole week was just reaction to him being a Giant, the fallout in Boston, what that meant. He ended up playing Boston that in two series after that series against the Cleveland Guardians. It was massive. And then he had a home run, which was also huge.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was everything else concocted when it came to the trade that was the more exciting aspect of talking about.
You know what had more clicks online?
What?
Him fielding ground balls before the game than the home run itself. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy. But it speaks to the drama that is him not wanting to play that position in Boston, refusing basically, if you just according to all the media and all the players, and then immediately doing it in San Francisco. And just, it, as everyone said, a verbal equivalent or an equivalent of a middle finger to the Red Sox organization. The drama, Joe. We love it. We can't, like, why did we love the Jimmy Butler signing as a radio people when Jimmy Butler came over here? What do we say immediately? Oh, well, this can go one or two ways. Either it's going to be amazing or a dumpster fire, but you know what? At least it's something. Like, that speaks to that in general. Like,
no, I know, but, like, see, for me, like, as great as that is, I actually enjoy even more the tension and the drama of the play-in games, like the final game of the regular season for the Warriors
yeah.
against the Clippers yeah. where it went to overtime. I enjoyed the show the very next day 1,000 times more because of all the strategies involved and all the decision-making and breaking down what went right, what went wrong, different lineup combinations. You know I live for that stuff. I watch, and again, I'm a sick individual. I'll watch every game back. Sometimes 3 times, and that sounds insane. You know I literally do that.
No, I know. I know you do. You're doing it here, like, during the breaks. You're just looking at your rewind and you're watching
like, okay,
things.
Yeah. For example, right now, like, you know, if I bring up the San Francisco Giants, you bring up Devers, right?
Yeah.
People are more interested in, ooh, what happened in the Red Sox clubhouse than they are, Tyler Fitzgerald got sent down to AAA. What are we going to do at second base? Casey Schmidt, is he going to move over to second base? Are they going to play Christian Kost there in the interim? When does Matt Chapman come back? Like, and the games, the action, the team that's actually on the field, right, that's competing for a wild card spot, that Giants team is not as interesting to a bulk of the audience as, let's talk to an insider from the Red Sox and explain what went right, what went wrong.
Well, and it explains why in baseball, there's so many damn games, 162 games. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot to break down games every single day. And sometimes, it's quite frankly, in a sport like that, like, the games aren't very fascinating if it's a blowout, right? Thankfully, the Giants have been in a lot of tight games, so we actually have been reacting to a lot of the games
yeah.
and the decision-making from Bob Melvin and some of the players. But, like, that's why the NFL is king, right? Because not only do we have Monday to react to the game itself and the scarcity of said games, only 17 of them per year to react to. So we have an entire day built in to react, to hear from the people, how they're feeling. Then Tuesday, what do we do? Take a step back. All right, here's some things we liked. Here's some things we didn't like. What can they get better on? Stock up, stock down. And then we start going forward to the next opponent. All right, they're coming off a win. They're coming off a loss. Like, I think the NFL is the perfect sport for sports talk and sports talk radio, and that's why they dominate everything, because we can literally get not enough of it, because there's the scarcity of it. When we have so many games, and this goes back to your thing about the NBA as well a little bit, we have so many games there in Major League Baseball. Like, I do like to talk about narratives a little more. Those sports kind of lean into that more, because I can't just be reacting to the games every single day. I don't have, as you would say, the fandwidth sometimes.
No, I get that. So yeah. Then let me throw this at you. Remove sports. If you have a true crime doc that looks fascinating, or Love Island, for example, I would call it smutty, you know, reality show with
it's
a
trash.
Lot of drama.
It's trash.
Okay,
yeah, but we love it.
Which one would you go in?
Well, I'm finishing up Love Is Blind UK right now, and God, I can't.
Okay,
stand
so I already know where you.
I
stand.
Can't stand Catherine. She's
I'm going
the worst.
Crime dramas and docs, like the crime drama doc. Like yesterday, I watched this whole thing on Karen Reed, for example. So I just think we're just two separate people when it comes to those things.
But that's okay. You know what?
But what is the audience like? Clearly, my wife loves The Housewives.
Well, you know what? Let's ask that at 888-957-9570. You said, and I love how you phrased it, do you like the action, the in-game stuff, the X's and the O's, or do you like the transactions when it comes to the trades, the rumors, the gossip, the behind-the-scenes stuff? 888-957-9570, the action or the transaction. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Joe. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Anthony Slater joining us at 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And Anthony Slater is our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. So we'll be talking about the Warriors offseason. Mike Dunleavy spoke to the media yesterday. We're going to have to hear from him. There's a lot to get into on the other side. Real quick, what you got?
Well, no, also, like, I do want to discuss the Tyler Fitzgerald situation getting sent down just ever so briefly, because I think it's extremely important for where the Giants are at right now. And, you know, he's got – they need his skill set. We'll talk about it.
On the other side, brought to you by Hondo Vallejo. Spicy Nacho would have been better, but the Cool Ranch, I guess we'll have to spice. You a Spicy Nacho guy, Joe, or Cool Ranch? Or?
Oh, yeah, I love Nacho. Dorito Nacho, undefeated, never lost.
Okay, never lost. All right.
Yeah, undefeated, never lost. Well, did you see who did lose yesterday?
Tyler Fitzgerald.
Yeah, the struggling second baseman was optioned to AAA Sacramento yesterday. And did you see what happened?
No, what happened?
One of the best comments that I've seen online, as I rail on people posting things online, but one of the best ones was, they were like, Justin Verlander activated off the paternity list.
Yeah, he had another baby.
And the first comment underneath Alex Pavlovich's tweet was, so cool to see Grandpa get back into the bigs.
You better be careful.
It was pretty funny. Basically insinuating that Justin Verlander was a grandfather and not a father. Oh, that was pretty funny.
Shout out Kate Upton and Justin Verlander for baby number two. As I vamp to find the name. I believe they had a baby boy, though, because they already had a daughter. So there you go. Congratulations to them. Two kids, a lot different than one. I will tell you that right now. It ramps up in a way that I was not expecting.
No.
Yeah, my little two-year-old just likes to beat up her older brother. And, you know, Benny's just takes it, just sits there. It's like, Dad, she keeps hitting me. I was like, dude, push her back. Defend yourself. All right? That's what I'm expecting Tyler Fitzgerald to do with this move down to AAA. He's got to defend himself to get back up to the big leagues.
Look, this Giants team right now has like a few
pivot.
Holes.
That was my best transition, but we'll work on it.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just going to power through it. This Giants team has a few holes right now. Like, the starting rotation's shown a little leakage. They're going to have to patch that up. Center field, like, Jung-Hoo Lee, there is a real conversation regarding Jung-Hoo Lee and his adjustment and stop lunging and just put the ball on the ground the other way. Just please stop popping up. Stop swinging and everything. And then, obviously, there's a Bailey conversation, but second base is really the big hole. And, you know, I asked Sam Lubman at the break, like, well, what the heck is going on with Chapman? Because right now, Casey Schmidt's playing third base. And he's like, hey, over the weekend, Chapman was fielding ground balls at third base. And it sounds like he's not throwing the ball over to first.
Well, remember when the first reports came out, and they got encouraging news when he went to see the specialist with the hand, but they said it was going to be maybe even after the All-Star break, Joe. Like, they were talking about it was going to be like right around that time. So that's another month away. That's probably when I'd expect to see Chapman again. I'm just letting you know. Is that, you're looking at me like with just consternation.
I was no, like, it's just, like, it sucks.
It just is what it is.
It just sucks. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to wait that long, I don't think they can ill afford to have a bunch of Brett Wisely's and Christian Costas playing second base. You know, the reason why Tyler Fitzgerald is needed, like his, let's talk about his skills, right? He's not that bad of a defensive second baseman. I actually think he's a solid defensive second baseman. I think he's significantly better than Christian Costa there. He's tall. He's athletic. He can steal a base. He is a good situational bunter, which on this team we found out is a vital skill. He's striking out on way too many breaking balls on the inside. He's not driving the ball. That home run surge that he had last year for that 3-week stretch is just evaporated. He is nowhere near that guy. Now, to be fair, Camilo Duvall had a similar kind of situation happen last year where he kind of went back down and then had to come back up and rework himself. And look where he's at right now. Now, he still gives us an antacid trip, if you will, in the ninth inning. It's not sexy, and sometimes he walks guys, but he's significantly better this year than he was last year. I don't know if Fitzgerald's going to get the ability to struggle the way Camilo did last year and stay around the big league team. He's got to get the bat going, and they need his skill set. Otherwise, they're going to have to go and make a trade. And if Chapman's out until the All-Star break, Joe, I still think you might have to make a move.
Well, I'm looking at this right now, and this is the latest from Ken Rosenthal and Will Salmon from The Athletic. They're talking about the Giants potentially going after an Oriole, Ramon Urias, who has been one of their prospects down there. He's kind of bounced around the infield, but he usually plays the hot corner, could play anywhere in the infield. He's batting 255 this year, 20 runs, 25 RBIs.
255 is
huge.
We'd die for that right now.
Right, he has five home runs, so a little bit of pop there, obviously. 686 OPS, slugging 375 on base, 311. But you know what? 255 batting average is all I needed to see right there. And he says he's a reliable glove. And he could play third base, second base, shortstop. Like, that's a guy you probably want to go after. Now he's 31. Do you have anyone in the farm system you're willing to give up to go get him? Not sure, but that's a guy. Like, that might not be a household name, but who guys like Ken Rosenthal, who are very tapped in, are talking about the Giants potentially going after.
Well, this brings me back to Marco Luciano, because, you know, if Marco Luciano had any ability in the infield, my gosh, he would get a look at second base.
Right.
But he can't play the infield.
This is from the excerpt that they wrote about the piece when it comes to the Giants. This is Ken Rosenthal, quote, "The Giants still need one more bat, ideally at second base, where they entered..." This being back last Thursday, with the fourth worst OPS in the majors. The closest thing to a second baseman in the first installment of the Athletics Top 30 trade candidates was the infielder at number 29, Baltimore's Ramon Urias, who has played mostly third in his career. So that's the guy that they linked to the Giants. Potentially, again, not a household name, but a name that can give you some consistency there. And you can feel decent about the plug and play until Chapman does come back. And again, the Orioles, I think they're 10 games under 500, right? They're definitely going to be sellers at the deadline, you would think.
And the other guy that's, you know, getting, I believe he's gotten some looks, and Sam, you can chime in. Do you remember Wade Mekler?
Oh, God,
yes. The guy who went flying through the minors and then came up and just was an absolute disaster in the outfield?
Yeah, with the specs. I loved the specs from Wade Mekler.
He looked like a creative player, like when you start off in MLB The Show.
No, he looked like Ned Flanders, let's call him.
He had the mustache going, too.
He looked like he was howdly doodly.
The mustache might not be a good look for Giants players currently, considering what's going on with one of their pitchers. But that being said, Wade Mekler has been getting some run at second base. How many games has he played second base, Sam, in the minors?
Let me double check. I think he's mainly an outfielder, though, so
no,
I don't
know.
But let me double check on that.
They had him playing second, or at least trying it.
Let's see. I have it up right here. Fielding, minors. No, it just doesn't say which position. Oh, here we go. Second base, six games.
There you go.
Oh, he's ready.
Yeah, six games. He's played mostly left field, center field, right field, and he's obviously DH, but six games at second base in the minors.
They've got a huge hole right now at that second base position, and if Chapman's going to be out, you really don't want to move Casey Schmidt off third because he's your best defensive third base option in your entire organization, and so this second base position is up for grabs. And here's the part that I worry. As you know me, I'm very excited about Casey Schmidt. I'm happy for him. I'm legitimately happy for the success that he's had going on right now, but I worry that, like, people think this bat is sustainable. Batting 400 over a 12-game period is not sustainable.
No, it's the ebbs and flows, as we know, like with Devers, with Adames, when Chapman comes back. Like, baseball's about streakiness. Yes, there are going to be players that just hit no matter what. Sure, I'd love to have Ichiro on this team in his prime. Those don't grow on trees. Like,
no.
The guys that are able to do that consistently are usually, like, multi-time all-stars and Hall of Fame types of guys. Those don't grow on trees. Like, it was a luxury to have Buster Posey for his entire career basically batting 300. That stuff doesn't happen, especially with catchers nowadays, right? So, yeah, when Schmidt eventually slumps, I'm expecting the other guys to step up and vice versa. Hell, Wilmer Flores was carrying this team and still is with a lot of the clutch hits for most of the season. There's going to be a moment where he's going to be struggling mightily at the plate, probably. That's just what happens at time. And he's getting older, right? Yastrzemski, same thing. There was a moment where he was struggling, and now he looks like he's getting hot again. So it's about picking up the other players around you when you need it. Same with starting pitching. It's the same thing, right? In the bullpen, right? The bullpen, you know, there's ebbs and flows there. There might be a downstretch there where the starting pitchers are going to have to pick them up, and vice versa. That's what it is. It's a team sport, Joe. It's not just one person.
They have a lot of AAA prospects, as I go transaction talk here.
Right.
They have a lot of AAA prospects in the outfield, and I know that they traded away Tibbs. I kind of like hinted at this weeks ago that, hey, the outfield is the position player spot in their minor league system that actually they got a lot of guys. Grant McCrary,
mm-hmm.
Matos, they got Luciano, they got obviously the guy who I just referenced in Wade Mekler. They've got a lot of guys there, and so I just wonder, are they going to make another move here for a second baseman? Whether it's pro-ready, whether that's some sort of a prospect, I just...
Again, the name I mentioned, know. Yeah, Ramon Urias, and this is from Ken Rosenthal, the Athletic, linking them. So.
They were also linked to the Pirates guy, I-N-K, or I-N-F.
Sure.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Falafel, there you go. I remember him still as a Texas Ranger once upon a time. That's where I remember him, obviously.
He was a Yankee, too, wasn't he?
He was a Yankee, yeah, but I remember him coming up with the Rangers in the AL West. So 888-957-9570 is the number. On the other side, let's dive into a guy that has been a highly touted prospect, if you will, within the Warriors organization, Joe. I think you know where I'm getting at here. One, Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, no.
The topic that keeps on giving, if you will. We'll get into that because Mike Dunleavy, general manager of your Golden State Warriors, had some very interesting thoughts yesterday about JK, about this offseason, about this market, if you will. Are they going to get a big-time move this summer? We'll discuss it on the other side on 95.7 The Game, and it's brought to you by Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, even the Mustang Mach-E. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at FrontierFord.com.
I'm a sick individual.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, it's the life story of Joe Shasky.
Stop. That is not what it's called.
Get rich or die trying.
No, stop. It is not what it's called. It's called...
Many men.
It's called wearing... You know, you didn't wear a golf outfit today, actually. That's a...
I'm trying... I told upset. You, I'm trying to look a little more, you know, presentable, hip, professional.
Cool. Yeah? What is that? Like a little flannel action, but it's like
no,
a
it's not
down
flannel.
Shirt.
This is
no,
not...
but it's like a flannel pattern, is what I'm saying. But it's like a button down shirt.
This is flannel.
Well, no, the pattern is flannel and it's plaid. Excuse me, is that better?
Yeah, plaid.
The plaid big shirt, yeah. Button down shirt.
I
Ralph
think this
Lauren.
Is, Ralph Lauren. Yeah,
it is Ralph Lauren. There you go, and you can see that on YouTube where we're streaming. A two for one deal?
No, it was like 2-for-1 at Macy's or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, there you go. Macy's still crushing it these days?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not mad at that. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We started off this show today talking about the transactions versus the action, right? And what do we mean by that? Well, you're fed up with all the drama in regards to Brandon Ayuk, him chirping, him talking through the social media, him saying all these comments, going back to, you know, contract negotiations, him getting on the trade block potentially, all of that, and him voicing his frustrations, and you're just tired of listening to it.
It's a major tune-out.
It's a major tune-out for
me,
for you.
For me, I'm just exhausted.
Some people, they like the drama. They feed off of it. They say, ooh, okay, ooh, he's a little upset about the Niners. What does that say about Kyle Shanahan, the fan base, John Lynch? Is he going to get traded, right? Oh, they got scary Terry McLaurin wanted to get paid over in Washington. You know, maybe he can swap those players. I don't know. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk's played with Jane Daniels in the past when it was Arizona State. Like, people start, like, their heads start spinning, and they start thinking about all these ideas. Like, wow, that could be fun. But some people are tired of it, like you. I kind of like that stuff. It's fun. You're more of the X's and O's guys. Hey, Giants play the Marlins tonight, right? Hey, something could happen at the plate. Wow. Why did they send him? Why didn't they send him? That's exciting for you, right?
Well, the way I would view it is this. Like, if this were a plate, if we were having dinner, right?
Sure.
Like, the action, the games, would be your normal meal. You have to have your normal meal. And then the drama would just be the dessert.
Ooh.
Right? Like, I can have a little bit of both. You can have a little dessert here and there. I think if you're only eating dessert, I think that's where you end up getting sick.
Dude, I smashed some Tres Leches cake last night. Oh, so good. You got Tres Leches? That's like the milk cake from Mexico?
Delicious.
Dude, they had some at like Whole Foods. Smashed basically the entire
thing. I love sweets. I'm not here to say that.
But it's too much for you sometimes.
Well, I also have to have my rice and chicken like you saw me earlier today.
All right. Or my
polenta.
Right now, it's cake eating season, if you will, because NBA free agency is upon us. It started really before Game 7 when Kevin Durant got traded to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, 5 second-round picks, and Houston's first-round pick. I think it's number 10 overall in this upcoming draft here. And then yesterday, we were all going to sleep. We were going night-night, and we saw this happen. The Boston Celtics trading guard Drew Holiday to the Portland Trailblazers in exchange for Anthony Simons and 2 future second-round picks. Also, another thing that happened, Washington Wizards, Chris Middleton, he got his option picked up. And I believe the most latest was from this morning, Gafford signing a 3-year extension, Daniel Gafford, that is, in Dallas. So, what's going to go on with the Warriors? Are they going to make a big move, Joe? Well, Mike Dunleavy spoke yesterday, GM of the Golden State Warriors, and says after the draft, there's going to be some action.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways we can go. We've got some free agents that, you know, are priorities. We got to handle that. But some of that stuff may lean into trades and other things. I mean, obviously, we got wound up into a big deal last summer, multi-team trade. And so anytime you get into the free agent stuff and you start looking at exceptions and cap space and all these things, it lends itself to it. We'll be opportunistic. You know, I think with our cap and strategy group, those guys are really good. So we'll look at everything. It's hard to say right now, though, honestly, as far as like what's out there, what could happen, but we'll definitely be in the mix. I mean, I think we've shown a history of doing that.
They'll definitely be in the mix. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you're just going to be doing your due diligence and calling and checking on people? Are you going to actually be signing some big names here? Are you just going to be, you know, skating around the edges, if you will, sign a couple players that are like, I guess I know that guy, but like, is he really going to be that much of a difference maker? I am curious to see where Warriors fans are at 888-957-9570 in regards to what they would consider kind of like a big move this offseason. What would be a big move, Joe, for you? Like, what would you constitute a big move for this team in these coming weeks and months, if you will, heading into next season? Because I don't think they're moving off Jimmy Butler, Draymond, or Steph. Can they do anything outside of moving on from those players and making a big move, I guess I should ask?
God, I feel like we've had the same conversation.
I know, but
for like 4 years.
Okay, but there's people that think like they're moving off at least Jimmy or Draymond. I just don't think that's in the cards. I just don't think
I would agree with you there. I mean, we're talking about John McKinnon.
Maybe.
No, that's like What else do you have? Like, you know the league.
I think people,
Joe, you know the league. You have to have salaries. You have to match them up.
What if I moved off Brandon Pajemski and Moses Moody and, like, Buddy Hield?
I would be shocked if they moved off of Pajemski.
But that would be a big move for you then. If you'd be shocked, then that would be a big move.
What am I getting back?
Well, we'll see. But you just know? Moving him off, that's a big move.
I would disagree with you. I don't think moving off Pajemski is a big move. I'd be shocked by it. But, see, to me, he's a backup point guard, right? So, like, you're not. That's not a big move. He's a guy who makes like $3 million a year.
A backup point guard on this team is important, though.
No, I understand, but we're talking about a $3 million a year player. Like, go around the league. You find me where the all-star caliber players making $3 million a year are, right? I think this is where, like, I just, you're talking about topic fatigue and getting like, annoyed. I legitimately get exhausted discussing trade rumors with Warrior fans on this station. It's whether it's the Kuminga thing, Pajemski, Lowry Markkanen, Bradley Beal, my head is ready to explode. Well, and I'm guilty of it. I'm not saying I don't.
There's levels to it, right? Like, when it bleeds into multiple weeks with the same topic, I hear you. I do think it's important now that the NBA season is over, though, Joe.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, we do need to talk about
it. But there's a part of me that's like, wake me up when it happens.
Okay.
So, for example, Jonathan Kuminga. And what did he say about JK? I want to hear what he said about JK.
Let's talk about it right now.
Because he's going to be like a restricted free agent.
Correct.
Right?
Let's
and
talk
this
about
is the first time that they've been able to talk about it because the league season or the league offseason has started.
Mike Dunleavy talking about Kuminga yesterday.
Yeah, so we can start with the finals ending last night. We can start pursuing that right now, leading up into free agency. And I think we're in a good spot with it, honestly. We have the ability to bring him back. He's restricted. You know, there'll be good dialogue. And I'd like to figure something out sooner than later. That'd be great. But I also acknowledge with restricted free agency, these things can drag out a little bit and take some time. But, you know, I think we feel pretty comfortable with who JK is a player, is as a player and what he can do for our organization. And, you know, we'll continue. You know, it's a main priority going into free agency.
It is the priority right now. What is going to go Jonathan Kuminga? What's going on with
him? What's the priority? Keeping him or trading him?
I think it should be. From Spadoni's perspective, I think you should be keeping this guy going forward.
What about Dunleavy's perspective?
Dunleavy's perspective is trying to get this guy signed or a sign and trade. So whatever that entails, right? So they need to figure out where he's at, where they're at. I know. You're laughing.
This is where
you're laughing, but
this is the topic fatigue where I lose my mind. Do you think Mike Dunleavy even likes Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't know. Probably.
How is that even a thing? It's year four.
It's year two of Dunleavy.
Mike Dunleavy has been here. Okay, just hear me out.
Yeah,
this is where like topic. How are we still discussing? Does the organization, does the coach, does the GM even like Jonathan Kuminga? That is still a discussion.
You can like a guy and not think they're like a great like fit for the team. Do they like the person or do they like the fit? Is that what you're asking? What are you asking?
That's I'm asking both. That's
okay.
We've been asking both for multiple years. I'm exhausted by the Kuminga like circle.
I understand
the whole circle. I'm talking about, is he good? Is he bad? Is he somewhere in between? Can he play with Steph? Is he a superstar? Is he even a starter? Is he an NBA player? Should they keep him? Is he worth $30 million? Is he not worth $30 million? Can you get a superstar for him? Can we trade him for Cam Johnson? Like, it's just. Everyone is set in their opinions, except the team. Like, do you want him or do you not want him?
Well, real quick on that, I do think it's a little short-sighted to say they don't. Like, they might not know yet because this whole team got shifted upside down when they traded for Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga was still hurt. And JK did get the short end of the stick because the team was winning without him. They tried to, you know, slide him in to see if it worked. It wasn't working. They had to go to him after Steph got hurt to just be any type of scorer for them. You don't really know what you have still when it comes to. You're laughing, Joe, but it was a different team.
I know.
Like, so I can't fault them, and I understand your frustration. The fact of the matter is, I don't know what they have either, and fans don't know what they have yet either when it comes to JK, Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. They haven't been on the court enough together
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad that this whole thing has been an exhausting exercise for months, if not years on end. We should just call ourselves, forget 95.7 the game. We should be 000 or 00 for Jonathan Kuminga. 00 the Kuminga. That's what we should be called. Like, we should be called 00 the Kuminga. Because I feel like all we've done is like, is he good? Is he bad? Does he play with Steph? Can he play with Steph? Does the coach like him? Does he not like him? Should he play? Should he not play?
Can he see the floor? Can he set a screen? Will he dedicate himself to rebounding? And here's why I'm exhausted. It is a situation where every individual has already made up their decision, except the team. Everyone who follows the Warriors is cemented in their belief. Either they think he's really, really good, and for whatever reason doesn't get the benefit of the doubt from the team or the other veteran players, or they think he stinks. And my whole thing is, I'm exhausted by that exercise. I think he's somewhere in between, and I'm frustrated that we discuss him ad nauseum because he didn't play for like six games, which were six of the most important games of the year. And it's just, we're having the same conversation. I'm exhausted by it. But then when he plays really well, we come in the next day, and instead of breaking down what he did well and what he didn't do well, it's, see, he's an all-star. He could be a superstar. It's like, no, pump the brakes a little. Let's talk about what he did really well. Wow, he actually defended really well in this game. Wow, he went to the lane and didn't turn the ball over. Wow, you know what? Sometimes when he gets caught in the short corner, he over-dribbles into trouble. Like, we never talk about the actual game of what he plays.
I disagree. I think he had a tremendously good game against the Lakers in a regular season.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.